As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Friday, January the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always got good news. I've got a lot of that today. Hard facts. We'll discuss some of that. Maybe we'll even discuss solutions. Who knows how far we'll go in today's two-hour broadcast. But if you cannot remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Email to send your ideas for guests and show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, like become vocal local host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and all of the other micro broadcasters and affiliates that bring this content to you on their local airwaves. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local and all of the Oracle Broadcasting broadcasts that come out to all day long and all night long as well. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome this morning. The news, a Haitian earthquake rescue tops the news for the week, no doubt about that. Climate Gate, still in the news, like a bad penny can't go away. The swine flu scam, we'll cover that. Maybe we'll talk about the census coming up as well, jobs there, green news, green stuff, green, UN, everything. If we have time in the second hour, perhaps we'll get along to a continuation of our study of the lawyers, the judges, and all of that in our history of law. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Friday. I'm so glad it's Friday. Friday, January the 15th, 2009, active trading New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $9.10 an ounce at $1,132.40 an ounce. Silver off 16 cents in early trading at $18.50 an ounce. Platinum trades off $9 at $1,602 an ounce. And palladium up $6. Continuing that drive upward at $448 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,129.70 for a low, $1,140.50 for a high. Pretty good spread in there, $11 thereabouts. At $1,132.40, however, your gold is up year to year, $322.70 an ounce for a return of 39.83% on your investment in Aurum, that noble precious metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,132, and we're right on top of that now. We'll pick it up right there on the other side, continue the market report, bring up the news, and then get the books. Stay with us. Lots to come today.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies in state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on our Friday, January the 15th, Janus, the month of Janus, January 15, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we look forward and look back here in January, we come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Lots of news here. Let's go back in and close out our market report for Friday, January the 15th, 2009. Again, we find out active trading out of New York City. Gold trading up, off $9.10, reversing some of the gains it had earlier this week at $1,132.40 an ounce. Silver off 16 cents in early trading at $18.50 an ounce. Platinum off $9 as well. Trades at $1,602, and palladium up 6 at $448 an ounce. In the Dow, yesterday closed up 30 at 10,711. The NASDAQ was up 9 at 2317. The S&P closed up 3 at 1,148. This morning, the crude oil drops another 52 cents. Still not a lot of relief for us, but running about $78.87 for those 42 gallon barrels of light sweet crude, $78.87. You do the math on that. Going to cost you a bit at the pump, no doubt about it. The U.S. dollar index this morning, you can go up on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. and learn all about this trade-weighted basket of currencies. Their website, again, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., I believe it is. ICE, the ICE, I think is how they style it. That moves up 44 basis points. This is part of what's causing some of the havoc in the market. Moving up a little bit stronger, the U.S. dollar index at 77.21. That rolls over and reverses the gains that have been made earlier in the foreign exchange rate market. The Forex, the Canadian dollar this morning, trades at 98 cents U.S., down 19 basis points. The Mexican peso, flat, no change, 8 cents. The euro is running $1.44. It's moved on down 88 basis points overnight. The British pound drops 21 basis points and is trading at $1.63 U.S. And that Swiss franc down 82 basis points, trading back at the 97-cent U.S. level. In the bond market, the two-year bonds this morning, the treasuries are yielding 0.89. The 10-year are at 3.68%, and the 30-year are running at 4.58%. And the mortgages, we continue to see this upward surge, if you will, the press for higher mortgage rates. The 15-year mortgage moves up from 4.55% a month ago, now at 4.69%. The 30-year likewise, moving up from 5.07% a month ago, now at 5.18%. And that's the market report for this morning. Lots of news out there. So difficult to choose the news, if you will. But new news, nevertheless, Haiti's airport overwhelmed amid fears for quake survivors. This off of Bloomberg, certainly one of the more pressing pieces of news. I'm sure it's all over the televisions. I'm sure everybody's just sick and tired of it. But let's not get sick and tired of it yet, because these people are in deep trouble. There's no question about that. January 15th, Bloomberg, rescuers from around the world overwhelmed Haiti's only international airport amid fears aid isn't reaching survivors of the January 12th earthquake that the country's Red Cross say may have killed 50,000 people. So we keep hearing the number going down and down, and that's good. As more and more survivors are dug out of the rubble, that's good. But again, you can hear, if you recall and go back in your mind, if you will, to the Katrina affair, you'll see so many similarities going on here. Again, this is Haiti's only international airport amid is overwhelmed. Okay, rescuers from around the world overwhelmed Haiti's only international airport. That things are not being able to be delivered. People that would like to render aid are not able to get in. Lots of roadblocks and obstacles here in this process, but let's find out more about it. With little time left to find those still buried in the rubble, of course, if you understand that the population reduction agenda would just as soon not find anybody in the rubble, but just make it a mass grave. That works into the globalist agenda. But with little time left to find those still buried in the rubble, rescue teams were stuck at the Port-au-Prince airport and civilian relief flights couldn't land after its ramps filled with craft. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration said in a notice the airport also lacked fuel for planes to fly home. Double whammy there. So not only were they not delivering the bottled water in Katrina, but here we've got a situation where the airport is so jam-packed filled, I suppose, that they can't fly in, no place to park the aircraft, and at the same time, there's no fuel to refuel them to fly home. So that's going to be a problem. In the first 48 hours, here's a quote from Dr. Egbert Sondorp. In the first 48 hours, you have to find people who are injured and buried under these stone heaps, Dr. Egbert Sondorp of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine said. So there's your expert. Quote, emergency measures are helpful only for the first few days. After that, most people will be dead. Close quote. The quake also damaged roads from the neighboring Dominican Republic, said Harry Edwards, a spokesman for the U.S. Agency for International Development, while the U.S. Coast Guard said cargo docks in Port-au-Prince were unusable. So that's a triple whammy there. The airports are closed, the roads are closed, and the unloading piers are unusable. Dominican President Leonel Fernandez offered his country's ports and airports as a staging ground for aid in a meeting with Haitian President René Préval, according to the Dominican presidential website. Here's a quote, the fact that the system is overloaded spells trouble, even for people with moderate injuries, close quote, who risk infection if they go untreated, said Erwin Redlener, director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. The Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia University. Interesting. Possible NATO role? North American Treaty Organization. Jan Tekau, an analyst at Berlin's German Council on Foreign Relations, said the North Atlantic Treaty Organization might be called in to assist Haiti, just as it helped after the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. NATO could use its assets to help with logistics and humanitarian relief, including ships and helicopters, Tekau said in an interview. A NATO spokesman in Brussels wasn't immediately able to say whether the alliance had received any requests for aid. International Medical Corps, a nonprofit group based in Santa Monica, California, is bringing in its own supplies, said Margaret Aguirre, a spokeswoman for its emergency response team, in a telephone interview from the Haitian capital. Quote, "So much of the infrastructure is lost in terms of buildings and personnel," she said. "A lot of people who normally would do relief work are missing themselves." The situation does not sound at all good, does it? "So much of the infrastructure is lost in terms of buildings and personnel," she said. "A lot of the," excuse me, I repeated myself, "their field hospitals were coming from Russia and Israel, and a hospital ship from the U.S. is on the way. Helicopters are already ferrying the wounded to hospitals in nearby countries." And then more on the roads being impassable. "Even as we move as quickly as possible, it'll take hours and in many cases days to get all of our people and resources on the ground," said the usurper. "Right now in Haiti, roads are impassable. The main port is badly damaged. Communications are just beginning to come online." Well, close out the rest of that story on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Then we'll get into the pandemic flu care.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
40 Al from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
This discussion again on Haiti's airport being overwhelmed amid fears for quake survivors off of Bloomberg. New News, Peter Green, Michelle Fay Cortez. Hey, we continue here in this. The United States has deployed an advanced unit of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division. The aircraft carrier USS Carl Vincent will arrive today, and a U.S. Marine Expeditionary Force is approaching the island. So we have some of our most crack, if you will, military coming in here to do a civil defense movement. A tremendous expense, no doubt about it, but I guess we need to project the positive, at least initially, and hope that they will have the common sense, the courtesy, and the decency to not make these people's situation any worse than it is. Hopefully we can count on our military to behave themselves and to uphold the remaining life and liberty and pursuit of happiness of these peoples. This is a moment, here's a quote from the usurper, this is a moment for American leadership. You notice he didn't suit up and head down there with a shovel. The usurper said in a meeting with White House Democrats, or with House Democrats on Capitol Hill, he said, U.S. power must be projected, quote, not just for our own interest, but for the interest of the world as a whole. U.S. power must be projected, he said. He pledged $100 million for relief efforts. I don't imagine that would include his million from the Peace Prize. That's probably not going to find its way into public circulation anytime soon. Billions in damages. Economic damage in Haiti might be in the quote-unquote low single-digit billions of dollars. EqualCat, Inc., an Oakland, California-based company that builds financial risk models for insurers, said in a statement, you always got to look for the insurance companies here, the earthquake will cost Haiti at least 15% of its $7 billion gross domestic product. Pamela Cox, the World Bank's vice president for Latin America and the Caribbean, said in an interview with Bloomberg Television. French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde said in a Paris Today that as the head of the Paris Club, she's contacted other members to cancel Haiti's bilateral debt with France. More than 2 days after the magnitude 7 tremor hit the capital, I wouldn't consider that a tremor, 7.0 is not a tremor. After the 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit the capital, destroying homes, hospitals, schools, and other and such landmarks as the Presidential Palace and National Cathedral. Thousands of people were wandering the city streets or trying to dig out those trapped. And then there's more. I'll spare you the gory details. Trapped boy, they talk about that, you know, throw that in there. More urgent than disposing of the corpses, well, the setting up water stations and temporary treatment, so on and so forth. The Haitian Red Cross estimated that as many as 50,000 people died in the quake. National Public Radio reported Prime Minister Jean-Max Bellerive said January the 13th that the death toll could reach 100,000. The situation is, quote, hopeless for many Haitians, and aid efforts aren't yet providing significant help. David Wimhurst, communications director of the UN peacekeeping mission, said in Haiti, by a video telephone conference, angry, impatient. Now, this is just some sort of stuff we heard from Katrina. They are slowly getting more angry and impatient, Wimhurst said. The situation is getting more tense. Tempers might become frayed. The national police have disappeared. Law and order is up to the UN. Law and order is up to the United Nations. People are sleeping in the street and obstructing roads with concrete blocks, making it difficult for aid workers to move, he said. We hear planes overhead, but we don't see any relief. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? We're out of water, we don't have enough medical staff, and we can't get things in. Of course, you can only expect to have this specter of the past come forward. President Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, said today the best thing Americans to do for Haiti is to donate money. That's right, Billy. I don't know how much he sent in. He said, send cash, even if it's $5 or $10. Send it to whom? Enrich the Red Cross again, just to see it all evaporate into somebody's private pocket. Anyway, he said that on PBS NewsHour. Deportation suspended. This is an interesting twist. Haitians in the U.S. should be allowed to overstay their visas, said Senator Richard Lugar. He granted temporary protective status for 18 months so they can send funds home. Should be allowed to overstay their visas. Why don't they jump on the nearest airplane or get on the nearest rowboat and head home and do help their people, their compatriots, and be granted temporary protective status for 18 months so they can send their funds home? That's the remittances that we talk about all the time. Yesterday, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said it suspended deportations of Haitians. Wouldn't they be more valuable at home? A private rescue team assembled by Citigroup, Inc., arrived by helicopter in Port-au-Prince and pulled two employees from the wreckage of the bank's three-story office. They probably left immediately thereafter, Citigroup. More may be trapped inside, Liliana Migi, or something like that. A spokeswoman for the New York-based bank said today, the World Food Program plans to ship MREs for 2 million people and had enough on hand this morning for 2,400 people, said spokeswoman Bettina Lucher. Spain, Russia, Germany, Chile, Israel sent field hospitals. We covered that. Poland, Ireland, Canada, UK, Iceland, and Brazil sent rescue workers, as did several U.S. cities, including 80 firefighters and police from New York City. Don't those guys come up to the bat all the time? Really tip your hat to them. Banks give. Donations came from corporations including Jefferies Group, Inc., Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs, which each place pledged at least $1 million for relief efforts. And I guess they probably just took a collection up from the boys out of their bonus pay. Citigroup pledged $2 million, said the Digicel Group, Haiti's largest mobile phone provider, pledged $5 million. What touched us was the hopelessness of the situation and the devastation, said Bob Parsons, the chief executive officer of GoDaddy Group, Scottsdale, Arizona website design and registration firm. GoDaddy gave $500,000 to Hope for Haiti, a nonprofit organization that supports education and health care. Officials along Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic are letting Haitians cross freely, waiving visas and noting only names. We're opening our border to the injured, Severino said in a phone interview from Santo Domingo in Haiti. There are no conditions for anything. A Dominican convoy was the first foreign aid to enter Haiti yesterday, bringing 300 rescue workers, dogs, and a fleet of excavators. Well, that's the story. That's really the top story of the week, probably being the top story of the month, at least from that standpoint. Here's another top story. This one, you're going to have to really jump on the internet and get it and download it and print it out or save it to disk or something. This thing has been moving faster than cheese slipping off of crackers. This is by Andrea Gerlin. Pandemic flu scare fades. Vaccine glut seen for Glaxo. This is the update number one. When I read it the first time this morning about 6 o'clock, the details were even greater than there are in this article. And what's up on Bloomberg now on the homepage is a much abbreviated format of this article. So this one's going to be going away pretty quick, probably. A little bit too detailed there, Andrea Gerlin. But the influence of pandemic, new news, Bloomberg, January 15th, that swept the globe and fueled concern that millions of people would die has resulted in an unprecedented glut of vaccines as fewer people than expected have sought immunizations. Well, that's one in our cap, folks. people got the word and they stayed away from it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More to come.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. This is an article off of Bloomberg, and I would, if you're at all interested in this, if you've been following the vaccines, H1N1 and all that, the pigs fly flu, I would suggest you get up on Bloomberg's website. You might type this into the search box, Pandemic Flu Scare Fades. Pandemic Flu Scare Fades. You'll only have access to the updated version of this article, but it was on the web for a while this morning in its original format. Then it went away. Then it was back as an update, and I downloaded it. So anyway, I'm going to share it with you. It goes into some details, and it gives you a little better understanding from a bigger picture, the disappointment, the expense, the loss, the so on and so forth. That is sweeping the global community in regards to this fraud, and it points out that the fat lady ain't sung on this one yet. January 15th, Bloomberg, again an Andrea Gerlin article. The influenza pandemic that swept the globe and fueled concern that millions of people would die has resulted in an unprecedented glut of vaccine, as fewer people than expected have sought immunizations. Again, unexpectedly, you know, we've been hearing this. It's a new mantra. Things are happening unexpectedly. And here, fewer people than expected have sought the immunization. Got a call from one of our local listeners yesterday. Again, still asking for information that I could provide to him so that he could provide it to someone else to help them make up their decision as to whether or not they would respond to all of the government advertising that is still circulating here in Southwest Missouri, encouraging people to go out and get their flu shots. Unbelievable. Sagging demand has left governments worldwide with surpluses of swine flu vaccine. Many are now selling or donating the excess or slashing pending orders. The biggest vaccine makers, here's the cast of cronies, GlaxoSmithKline, PLC, Sanofi Aventis, SA, Baxter International, Inc., Novartis AG, and CSL Limited, are seeing a potential $7.6 billion sales windfall shrink, analysts said. A $7.6 billion sales windfall shrink. You see, it has nothing to do with your health. It has to do with their bottom line. They were anticipating a $7.6 billion windfall. The first flu pandemic in 40 years prompted a worldwide rush in 2009 to secure supplies of vaccine against the H1N1 virus. When the disease turned out to be milder than predicted, unexpectedly, milder than predicted, people already wary about the shot's safety and possible side effects hesitated to get inoculated and demand for it declined. Quote, I'm very sad that we spent the money like this, very inefficiently, close quote, said Wolfgang Wodarg, a doctor who served in Germany's parliament until September and now is on the Council of Europe. Quote, the governments could have put more questions forth, close quote. Very sad we spent money like this, very inefficiently. Governments could have put more questions forth. Wait till we get to the cap and trade carbon tax article. You could just about cut, copy, and paste these comments and insert them into that article. The Strasbourg-based council, set up in 1949 to promote democracy and human rights, democracy, socialism, by any other name, human rights, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, will debate Wodarg's proposed resolution on January 28th that the government made unnecessary vaccine purchases after drug makers seeking to boost sales influenced them. Clara Brough, a spokeswoman for London-based Glaxo, said the allegation was, quote-unquote, without warrant. That's a woman that should probably do time. Pascal Barolier, a spokesman for Sanofi, said, quote, these discussions have always been in a framework of working together to ensure transparency and to ensure that there was no conflict of interest, close quote. Under fire, the Geneva-based World Health Organization, should be room in Guantanamo for them, the Geneva-based World Health Organization, also known as WHO, under fire over its handling of the swine flu pandemic, has said it made the best possible decisions to protect the public at a time when it had limited information about a lethal virus. The agency didn't overplay the dangers and used a principle of precaution. Anytime you hear that word, that phrase, folks, this is your precautionary principle. Remember, we told you about the Chapter 7.59 yesterday out of the Agenda 21, the day before yesterday. The promotion of a culture of safety. The safety cult. Part of Agenda 21. Sustainable development. Back into the article here again. The agency didn't overplay the dangers and used a principle of precaution that meant it, quote, prepared for the worst and hoped for the best. Haven't we heard that over and over again? It's amazing how many change agents have infiltrated the independent media, but they keep pushing this line. Keith Fukuda, the special ed advisor to the WHO's Director General for Pandemic Influenza, said on a conference call with reporters yesterday. Fukuda, or Fukuda, I guess it depends on how you look at it, defended the WHO and other health authorities against what he described as misconceptions about the pandemic. More deaths might have occurred without the measures put in place, and the public shouldn't be complacent because the pandemic isn't over, Fukuda said. Pandemic isn't over yet. Long past the flu season, but he says it's not over yet. Predicting the impact? French Socialist Party spokesman Benoît Hamon, or Hamon, and the Democratic Movement, capital D, capital M, head François Bayrou, criticized President Nicolas Sarkozy's government for spending millions of euros on vaccines that won't be used. Government officials and the WHO say it was impossible to predict the course of the virus months ago when decisions about how much vaccine to buy were made. Quote, the orders were decided in May and June, a moment of real uncertainty. Didier Houssin, the director general of France Health in France, said at a Paris news conference last month, quote, we were working under the possibility it could require two shots a person. We all heard that. Remember? Two rounds. Public health experts also warned against dismissing the threat from the virus, saying it may return in a more virulent form this year or in coming flu seasons. Suppose that's not going to help. I think these virus vaccines have a shelf life, don't they? And it's ticking away quickly. But I can imagine, and I can only imagine, that they'll roll this number out one more time. Here's another quote. We're not out of the woods yet with this virus, and it'll be rather foolish for everyone to say, that's it. Close quote. Said John Oxford, professor of virology at Queen Mary's School of Medicine and Dentistry in London, via a telephone interview. It may not be it. It may not be it. Not out of the woods with this virus. And it'll be rather foolish for everyone to say that's it. It may not be it. Deaths. About 13,000 deaths worldwide from swine flu have been confirmed since it was first identified in Mexico. You know they're not confirming it. What protocols are they even using in your area to confirm any deaths? Where's the transparency? What records are laid out on the table here? Just more puff and smoke. And, okay, about 13,000 deaths worldwide from swine flu have been confirmed since it was first identified in Mexico and the U.S. in April, the WHO said yesterday. The figures include 1,045 deaths in Europe, according to the European Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Stockholm, and about 10,000 in the United States. 50 states in the Union. Do your math. How many deaths attributed to the swine flu have you heard of in your state, in your county, in your town? The Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said December the 10th, seasonal influenza kills as many as 500,000 people around the world annually. And only 13,000 deaths attributed, perhaps falsely, to the swine flu? Sounds like about as much of a scam as I thought it was on day one. We'll be right back.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, y'all, pull up a chair. Come on over to Cordat Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
And I can't imagine that this is going to be the period at the end of the swine flu sentence, but it certainly is a very telling article. Most large European countries have now protected no more than 10% of their populations against the pandemic virus. Not more than 10% of their populations. And we've only had about 13,000 deaths that anyone could even point at the H1N1, with only 10% of the population vaccinated. Just go ahead and complete that sentence. Most large European countries have now protected no more than 10% of their populations against the pandemic virus after ordering enough vaccine for most or all of their residents. Key phrase there, resident. Key term. One shot is required for most people instead of the two doses expected when most orders were placed. Now, as I go through this study on business law, the principles of business law, even though it is dated, 1971 was when the book was printed, I can tell you it's tiring. It's this dry reading that is necessary in order to keep my mind running along all these lines has taken its toll on my brain. But there are huge sections in the study of the principles of business law that has to do with contracts and the rights of the parties to the contract, the rights and the duties, the obligations of people involved in these contracts. But on the one hand, we've got this claptrap, just like the man-made global warming we'll talk about in a moment. On the one hand, we've got the hysteria. On the other hand, we have the contractual relations. Now we're going to find out a little bit about the money, the monetary side of all of this. Analysts at Morgan Stanley had predicted 2.2 billion pounds or 3.6 billion U.S. of revenue from swine flu for Glaxo in the last quarter of 2009 and the first 3 months of 2010. 600 million for Novartis and 750 million euros or 1.1 billion for Sanofi. Actual sales may be as much as 15% lower, the firm said in a report last month. Basel, Switzerland-based bank Sarasin & Cie AG estimated the total worldwide market for swine flu vaccines at about 7.6 billion in a mild pandemic. In other words, there was money for the snake oil salesman to make. And all of the analysts and the statisticians and the brokers rubbing their greasy little palms together, forecasting millions and millions and billions in profits. Well, slipping demand, as we've said so many times, that if you wanted to boil all of sustainable development down to one word, it could be resolved with the word demand. Slipping demand, here's a quote. Demand seems to be slipping away, and clearly that's going to impact 2010 numbers, close quote. Alex Evans, an analyst for Deutsche Bank AG in London, said January the 11th. See, no comment about the people. No comment about the side effects. No comment about the taxpayer. We're only concerned about this slipping demand that's going to have an impact on the 2010 numbers for these corporations. Sanofi sees no effect on its forecast for this year, but Rolier said only France has reduced its order by 11 million doses, and quote, we are now in discussions with French authorities to agree on compensation for the reduction in the order. Again, the rights and duties of the parties to a contract. He said, we don't see any changes to orders elsewhere except one small country we are in discussions with. And you can be sure they're probably doing some arm twisting there. Eric Althoff, a spokesman for Novartis, said the company, quote, is still seeing worldwide demand for vaccines. France canceled 7 million of the 16 million doses it ordered from the company, he said. Glaxo declined to comment on sales. Quote, the pandemic is constantly evolving, and we are continuing to supply vaccines to governments and getting new orders as well. Of course, they didn't make any mention in that as to what they're doing to evolve their vaccine. But they used the term evolving. I repeat it advisedly or guardedly. And Bro said in a telephone interview, quote, we are looking how best to amend new orders and supply governments with adequate vaccines. You would think that by now indictments would be forthcoming. You would think by now there would be discussion of complicity in this scam and scheme. But that's deleted from this article, apparently. The U.S. cut its vaccine order from CSL to 14 million doses from 36 million doses. That's a rather sizable reduction, wouldn't you say? Rachel David, a spokeswoman for the Melbourne-based company, said on January the 11th, that would be last Monday. The change doesn't affect contracts with other companies, however. Bill Hall, a spokesman for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, said the contracts were designed for flexibility and orders can be changed if companies don't meet their delivery schedules or if demand in the U.S. drops. Here's a quote. Our initial contracts were signed last spring before we knew many critical pieces of information. Signing the contracts before they knew many critical pieces of information. That's what happens when you rob Peter to pay Paul. You spend other people's money, which you don't have any right to spend, and you oftentimes spend it foolishly. Our initial contracts were signed last spring before we knew many critical pieces of information, such as whether people would need one or two doses for an adequate immune response. You know, there was a tremendous outpouring in the propaganda mills to get people excited about two doses. Delays? Hall said the U.S. agreed to reduce its order from CSL after the company said there would be, quote, significant delays, close quote, in delivery of the orders. The U.S. hasn't altered its agreements with four other vaccine makers, he said. So the U.S. is still stuck on stupid here, and we're paying the bill. The U.K. suspended deliveries of Baxter's vaccines after receiving 5 million doses, the Department of Health said in an emailed statement. Cancellations? France said on January the 4th, it had canceled 50 million. Here are the numbers, folks. 50 million. France said on January 4th it had canceled 50 million doses of vaccine, more than half of its total order of 94 million, costing 712 million euros from Glaxo, Basel, Switzerland-based Novartis, and Paris-based Sanofi. It said it may sell excess supplies to countries including Ukraine and Mexico. 5 million of France's 62 million people had been immunized as of January the 4th. 5 million, less than 10% here. What is that? 5 million of 62, that would be what, 8%? The Interior Ministry said. Germany reduces 400 million euro order for Glaxo's vaccine to 34 million doses from 50 million doses. That's about, what, 25% reduction. Spain changed this order to 13.5 million doses from 37 million. That's more than having it. Said a spokeswoman at the health ministry who declined to be identified. Contracts with manufacturers, including Novartis, Glaxo, and Sanofi, contained revision clauses allowing it to alter its order. Belgium is in talks with Glaxo about reducing its order for 12.6 million doses. The company spokesman Julian Brabant said on the 8th, about 5 million doses have already been delivered to the country. Again, less than half delivered. Sales. The Dutch government agreed in November to sell at cost 19 million vaccine doses to countries facing a shortage. They're having a fire sale at the Dutch government. Anybody that wants this crap, come get it. 50% off. Health Minister Ab Klink wrote to Parliament on November the 27th, the Netherlands ordered 34 million doses of the shot for its 16.4 million people from Glaxo and Novartis in June, and it'll retain 2.2 million doses for unforeseen circumstances. The country also expects to donate 10% of its supply to poor countries through the WHO as part of an international effort announced by Barry the Usurper on September the 17th. Switzerland, Norway, Italy, and the UK are among the European countries backing the initiative. We don't care who takes these vaccines, but we're not taking them. So let us donate them to any backwater nation that's foolish enough to swindle their people into this, willing to risk the public safety for public safety, the precautionary principle based on unsubstantiated information. Well, we'll be back for hour number two. Stay with us. Still a lot more to come today.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast, live broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. It's indeed, in fact, my name is and will remain throughout the broadcast, William Roberts. Going through a bit of a lengthy news article. I do get up quite early each morning to prepare for these broadcasts, and not being a seasoned news hound, I generally stick to just a few websites, but the last thing I need to do, I do feel as though I have a responsibility to pay attention to what's happening in globally. The last thing I need to do is to come on the air and go into some lengthy discourse on law or something and have Godzilla doing chin-ups on the St. Louis Arch or something, and I didn't even report on it. You know, I don't want to have the egg on my face, and you deserve to know whether we just had another Hiroshima and Nagasaki in San Francisco and Los Angeles. So, anyway, so there's a few news articles that I found again today. And when I do find these articles, I burn them out, print them out. You know, it's rather expensive in the long term, but nevertheless, articles like the one I'm sharing with you right now, and I had one the other day that was in my stack of news, so to speak, ready to print out, but when I went back to it again, it was gone, just flat out off the web. I couldn't find it again. Some guy down in Africa someplace with a tribal leader with a magic sword. That was a great article. Would have been fun. But apparently they didn't want the magic sword article out, and they didn't want this article out either, and it's already going through updates. I'm reading from update one. Only wish now that I'd burned out the earlier one because it was even more telling. But this article, lengthy as it is, by Andrea Gerland, really gets into some of the nitty-gritty. Let's go in and close this one out. After the WHO again declared a swine flu pandemic in June and thousands of people began getting ill, alarm spread in some countries. We know who was ringing that alarm bell. In July, England's top doctor told the National Health Service to prepare for as many as 65,000 deaths from the pandemic. Is that man walking free on the street today? Maybe he ought to be indicted for complicity here in this huge financial fraud. As the website for the government's National Pandemic Flu Service was rolled out later that month, it was bombarded by 9.3 million hits an hour and subsequently crashed. And that's where we have a little bit of power in all of this, in that there are so many people out there listening this morning and around America and around the world that do their news gathering every day. That information can and does go viral on the internet, and we can be effective locally. There have been many, many news articles in our local newspapers about this. There have been letters to the editor, etc., throughout this whole flu season. And very few, if any, in support of this program. And that largely is because of the success of independent researchers working on the web. Yes, we can have an impact crashing their computer. within hours. Public outcry. In November, New York City health officials faced public outcry for giving 6% of the city's limited doses of vaccine to private employers, including Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, before some pregnant women, children, and other people in risk groups were vaccinated. Well, thank goodness for that. Every one of those Goldman Sachs employees and Citigroup employees that took that vaccine and perhaps saved a young woman and her child from damage and risk. Last month, vaccination centers in Paris extended their opening hours to 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, by order of Sarkozy, after lines developed and people waited hours to receive the shot. Well, stupid is as stupid does. Not everybody's on the net. We'll be in a moment. Stay with us.
Howell from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again in our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast this Friday, January the 15th, 2010. Going into and closing out this article off of Bloomberg in regards to the pandemic flu scare fades. And definitely the flu scare is fading, but it's not over yet. Since the near panic over swine flu has subsided, again, the UK reduced its expected death toll to 1,000. And officials have begun debating when to shut the pandemic flu service. Almost all Americans who want the vaccine can now obtain it. and the U.S. government is running newspaper ads urging them to do so. And those newspaper ads are everywhere. Had a full-page newspaper ad in our local rural electric cooperative's tabloid this past month. Full-page ad. This is not the first full-page ad that our government has paid for. Throwing good money after bad. Again, it's unbelievable to me that indictments aren't coming out for this scam, but so it goes in America. Almost, again, all Americans who want the vaccine can now obtain it. No doubt about that. Shortages? Shortages of seasonal flu vaccine rather than surpluses tend to be more common in most years, Evans of Deutsche Bank said. If demand for the pandemic vaccine doesn't pick up soon and manufacturers continue their production, the oversupply could mount further, especially if a separate swine flu vaccine is deemed unnecessary next year. Wait a minute now. You mean to say that they're going to have these swine flu vaccines in refrigerators? You know, the old Maytag in the back room? Down at the back of the get-and-go, stored in a empty corner of the beer cooler, maybe? And they'll just pull them out magically right on time next year? Is that the idea that we're supposed to understand here? That the oversupply could mount further? Why aren't they shutting off their manufacturer? The world is glutted with this stuff. Next month, WHO representatives will meet in Geneva to determine which virus strains to include in the 2010-2011 seasonal influenza vaccine for the Northern Hemisphere. Wouldn't that be a handy time and a dandy time to come in with the plastic handcuffs and start rounding this gang of criminals up? A decision to include the pandemic strain in next year's seasonal flu shot may make the separate pandemic shot unnecessary and further limit its market. Well, that's the article, four pages as it was printed off on my printer. But it's up there. It might not be up there for long, but I think it really does provide for me at least a period at the end of the swine flu season nonsense for this year. And it'll be a useful resource for letters to the editor and things next year. Here's another one. George Soros says the United States needs carbon cap to unlock clean energy finance. Oh, we've been all over this. But they just don't seem to wise up. And they're not going to wise up anytime soon, apparently. But this by Jim F. Stasthiel, Jr. My gosh, and his father had to live that name too. Well, January the 15th, Bloomberg. A U.S. law to curb carbon emissions would spur billions of dollars of spending on green energy projects in developing countries, billionaire George Soros said. Quote, if you had the legislation in the United States, you'd have a market, close quote, for carbon emissions and for offsetting credits provided to clean energy projects in the developing world. Soros said at a conference yesterday in New York. Right now, you don't even have that. The United States is the laggard, he said. George Soros. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. That giant sucking sound. As money from the United States of America now dearly needed to provide jobs for Americans out of work, millions and millions served, repair our own infrastructure, and get on to the more important necessities of life. No, no. Millions and millions, if not billions and billions, sucked away from the developed countries to finance developing nations' clean energy projects. Why don't they do them themselves? I get a little tired of this. Without a cap on carbon dioxide emissions, you see how stuck on stupid these guys are? Without a cap on carbon dioxide emissions, I guess they didn't read the emails. East Anglia emails never made it to their in-basket, apparently. Without a cap on carbon dioxide emissions that puts a penalty on pollution, low-carbon investments won't be profitable, Soros founder of $25 billion hedge fund firm Soros Fund Management LLC, said at an investor summit on climate risk at the United Nations. Well, maybe the low carbon investments won't be profitable, Mr. Soros. Maybe it was just another one of these pieces of claptrap, specious nonsense swindle schemes that you and your friends come up with. Hopefully they won't be profitable. Hopefully he'll go broke. And then maybe he could be standing around on a bread line someplace. We could put a cap on his carbon. Rich nations should use special International Monetary Fund reserves to finance efforts in developing nations to combat climate change, Soros said last month. Why? Why should rich nations use special International Monetary Fund reserves to finance efforts in developing nations? That's my question. I think we got a little bit of urban renewal to do up around the Detroit way, don't we? He announced a plan in Copenhagen, where 193 nations were meeting to negotiate a treaty to curb emissions that most scientists blame for global warming. Underline that phrase, most scientists blame. I don't think so. We didn't look very good in Copenhagen, not having passed any kind of bill, Soros said yesterday. The whole issue didn't look very good in Copenhagen. Fortunately, once again for the Internet, COP15 went down in flames almost. Barry the usurper will press Congress harder to pass a climate change law and will lead efforts to rally other nations to reach a global warming treaty, the top U.S. climate negotiator said at the conference yesterday. This is not the other Copenhagen conference. This is this investor summit on climate risk at the United Nations. But that just tells us what we need to, we can't let our guard down here. Barry the usurper and the boys are going to continue to press Congress harder and harder. We need to support those Congress critters who are actually opposing this insanity. Obama's commitment, there will be a significant effort on the part of all of the administration to press forward on a strong, broad climate bill. Here's the guy that you need to really get a hold of. Todd Stern, the U.S. State Department Special Envoy on Climate Change. See if I can't craft an email and send it off to Todd Stern after the broadcast. He says, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind about the president's commitment. Maybe not, Todd, but there seems to be more than just a shred of doubt in the minds of many that climate change is a problem at all. Pick up on the other side with much more, and then we're going to go into other things.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. diginet.net or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
There seems to be a rather special branch, if you will, if I might be so bold as to say so, of voluntary ignorance, or perhaps just willful oblivion on the part of Todd Stern, the U.S. State Department Special Envoy on Climate Change, on his part to avail himself of the vast quantity of material that's available on the Internet to anyone with a browser can point their browser and find enough information to refute all of this specious claptrap. This is one of the great problems that we have in our system, our established two-party political party system, America, where we've got these agencies, this fourth branch of government, this administrative agencies, but the U.S. State Department, certainly one of the most poisonous loads that there is in the 10 square miles of corruption. Todd Stern is on my list. I'm going to be watching Todd here. Again, he says there's not a shred of doubt in his mind or my mind about the president's commitment. Well, there's a lot of doubt about whether he's the president or not. They gave him a jump seat at the convention just so that he could make an appearance, and supposedly he was the deal maker. The usurper proposed a 17% reduction in emissions blamed for global warming by 2020. Legislation to cap pollution from factories, power plants, and refiners is opposed by Republicans and some Democrats in Congress, who say the cost of new regulations would hurt the economic recovery and lead to job losses, not to mention the enormous financial drain and burden on the people of this country. This might be one of the divining stones, if you will, between those Congress critters that get reelected in 2010 and those that have to go back to the outhouse and think about it again. The House of Representatives passed climate change legislation in June. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Nevada Democrat, will somebody please get this guy out? Come on, Nevada. Step up to the plate. Has said the Senate will take up a similar bill later this year. Senate Majority Leader. It's about time to put him into the silent minority, doesn't it? I think it seems like it to me. Stern. Ms. Todd Stern said a bipartisan initiative to forge a compromise by Senators John Kerry, Scary Kerry, he's still around, the Bonesman, Massachusetts Democrat, Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican, and Joseph Lieberman, a Connecticut Independent, is very important. A bipartisan initiative to forge a compromise. Well, those are three more names to add to our email list. A pragmatic way. The three senators released a legislative framework last month that includes investments to support nuclear power and speed development of technology to capture carbon dioxide pollution from coal-fired power plants. It also backs expanded offshore and natural gas production. The proposal aims to bridge regional differences among members of Congress on crafting a climate change bill and placate lawmakers from manufacturing states. So they're having a nonpartisan coalition now. They're going to go through a policy of appeasement. They'll say a thing, but then they'll fail to finance the thing once the climate change legislation passes. Do you honestly believe that we're going to support nuclear power plants again in this country? What kind of technology would you develop to capture carbon dioxide pollution from coal-fired power plants anyway? How effective would that be, and is it even necessary to consider it? There are many other pollutants besides carbon dioxide that actually cause pollution. The proposal, again, aims to bridge regional differences. There's a considerable amount of opposition from the heartland of America to this piece of legislation. They're looking at this challenge in a very pragmatic way, Stern said. The Copenhagen conference failed to produce a treaty as talks bogged down over issues such as how much industrial nations should provide poorer countries to cut emissions. But we're going to get into this list of developed and developing nations in a minute. But when we start talking about poorer countries, I think we need to be a little pragmatic ourselves. Under a political accord reached at the close of the meeting, industrialized countries agreed to pay $30 billion through 2012. Here's a quote. The failure was in just putting together $10 billion a year for 3 years, Soros said. That $10 billion wasn't enough. Maybe we ought to look at his checking account and his saving account and all of his bonds and savings and all the land he owns. Maybe he'd like to put up $30 billion himself, put his money where his mouth is, or at least where his spiritual energy lies. We've heard about this special drawing rights until we're sick of it. Soros proposed that rich nations finance climate projects in developing countries by tapping into $283 billion in special drawing rights the IMF issued in response to the global financial crisis last year. Special drawing rights, or SDRs, are a form of composite currency issued by the IMF to its member countries. Let's see, a composite currency, that would be 20% fiat currency from Europe, 20% fiat currency from America, 20% fiat currencies from all the rest of the countries, and in the end, nothing but fiat currency. Special drawing rights, a form of composite currency. A price on carbon dioxide emissions would ensure that the investments have the return needed to make the fund work. We're trying to make the fund work, but we haven't proved the science yet, George. The usurper helped broker the agreement in Copenhagen among the world's largest carbon dioxide emitters. In his first public remarks since nations met in the Danish capital, Stern said the preliminary accord wouldn't have happened without the usurper, even though he did have to sit on a folding chair in the hallway. There wouldn't have been an agreement without his personal intervention, Stern said. Boy, doesn't this guy have delusions of power? It may be easy to forget how dangerously close we came to failure at Copenhagen. No, we're not going to forget that, Stern. Todd, we're going to remember how you failed and got a nope in Hagen. The goal in 2010 is to turn that agreement into a legally binding treaty to curb greenhouse gases, said Robert Orr, the United Nations Assistant Secretary General for Policy Coordination and Strategic Planning, and that's where we're really going to need to focus our attention. We can't allow this thing to become a legally binding treaty this year just because it's out of the news. Intense negotiations. The Copenhagen Accord will form the basis for intense negotiations this year, Orr said at yesterday's conference. The agreement negotiated among 29 countries in the European Union wasn't accepted by all 193 nations at the December meeting. And that's the truth. If you looked at that little 5 or 6 page document, nobody had signed up for any of the programs at the time. Here's a quote. Some delegations just didn't feel they had time to study what was in it, Orr said. We should not overinterpret that. The agreement calls for voluntary steps to reduce emissions, blame for warming the atmosphere, melting ice caps, and causing intense weather patterns. all of this is yet to be negotiated and put into treaty form, but it's not at all a small beginning or said. So there's more that needs to be done on that issue. Coming up on the bottom of the hour break here. I don't know how many of you are at all interested in the things that come out of the United Nations. I have been for years. And I just received the 2009-2010 winter catalog from the United Nations publications. If you'd like to receive a copy of it for yourself, you could probably go up to http://unp.un.org. UNP, that's the abbreviation there, the acronym for United Nations Publications, .un.org. We'll talk about this catalog when we come back. Stay with us.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we come back into the broadcast looking at this winter catalog, 2009-2010, United Nations publications. I draw it to your attention largely because there are so many publications that are put out by the United Nations each year and on an ongoing basis, kept in print, that open up really for those that are interested a far greater understanding of just what is the global agenda. What is this Agenda 21? What is this idea, this concept of sustainable development that we talk about here so many mornings out of each week? And why should we be interested? Why should we care? You know, the United Nations is not just a humanitarian relief system for Haiti and the other places. It's not just a place of to go and appeal, you know, and wring your handkerchief. It's quite the system. It's quite the geopolitical system, if you will. And if you don't keep abreast of the things that they're doing and the things that they're writing about and the things that they're financing on a global scale, the international community, then we only are subject to what we discover when we log on at 5 o'clock in the morning and take a look and see what's up on Bloomberg. There is a long list here. They have started out with a three-tier pricing policy that's new for this year's catalog. It actually started in 2008. But it's the first time I've seen it or noticed it in the catalog. But they talk about a three-tier pricing policy. There's a price that we pay. This is all equity again. The price that we would pay here in the United States or in most parts of Europe and any of the northern hemisphere pretty much. And then there's the price that the developing countries pay. And then there's the price that the least developed countries pay. And the idea there is to make this three-tier system set up so that it addresses the differences in the purchasing capacity around the world by setting up these special developing, least developed country prices. And so they go through that. But then they list what they are calling their developing countries, and it's always nice to get a fresh new list. And it's a lengthy list. It runs from Albania to Zimbabwe. But it's got a lot of other players in there. Brazil, of course, is in there. Chile is in there. China is in there. The Dominican Republic, heard about that earlier in the news. Egypt is in there. See what else we have in here. Lebanon is in there. Let's see what else we got in here. Panama's in there. Paraguay's in there. The Philippines are in there. Qatar's in there. The Republic of Korea. The Russian Federation is in there. Sri Lanka. Swaziland. The Syrian Republic. Tajikistan. Thailand. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Tonga, Trinidad, Tobago, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkmenistan, Ukraine, United Arab Emirates, getting bailed out by the Rothschilds, Uruguay, Uzbekistan, the Bolivian Republic of the Venezuela, Vietnam, Zimbabwe, and many I didn't mention, including Egypt. The least developing countries start with Afghanistan and end up with Zambia. But it has quite a few in its list as well. But these are the countries that we're subsidizing. These are the countries that we're being asked to underwrite. These are the countries that are benefiting as our economic system and our economic house collapses around us, robbing from Peter to pay Paul, as it is. They've got quite a few books in here. Won't go through all of it. But one that's interesting comes to mind right off the bat, claiming the Millennium Development Goals. Now, many of you probably have never read any of the Millennium Development Goals. Maybe you've never even heard about it before. But that's a book of 60 pages that you can pick up for $15. Almost all of the United Nations publications are extremely pricey. They're all on glossy paper with lots of full-color photographs. They're mostly sales pieces. But some of them do contain very useful compendiums, detailed information. Development and Globalization. I'm just going to give you some of the titles. Development and Globalization, Facts and Figures for 2008. The European Agreement Concerning the International Carriage of Dangerous Goods by Inland Waterways. Inland Waterways? Excuse me. Aren't inland waterways the concern of the various sovereign countries? Where does that come under the heading of United Nations? Well, read them and weep. You find out that it all does. The agenda, the global agenda, issues before the United Nations for 2009-2010. Wouldn't you want to know what the global agenda might be? 266 pages, $20. For more than two decades, This publication has served as the ultimate authority on the full spectrum of the United Nations activity. The 2009-2010 edition is focused on the important issues before the United Nations, such as international security, peacekeeping, climate change, humanitarian assistance, economic growth, the Millennium Development Goals, human rights, international justice, and the rule of law. International justice and the rule of law. And the UN reform. Chapters go on, consist of essays by journalists, policy experts, and scholars, and so on. 266 pages, $20, the global agenda for 2009-2010. Global economic crisis, systemic failures and multilateral remedies, the globalization of human rights, global trends, and sustainable energy investment in 2008. Want to figure out what George Soros has on his plate? Here's a book to read, 68 pages, $35. The Human Development Report, 2009. For many people around the world, moving away from their hometown or village can be the best, sometimes the only option open to improve their life chances. You want to know why our borders remain open? You want to know why the Haitian visas stays are going to be allowed to be extended? That they're encouraged to send money home, even $5, $10, $12, as Bill Clinton said? How many billions of dollars each year flow internationally? Redistribution of wealth within countries and among countries in the form of remittances. When Jorge takes his paycheck and goes in and turns it into a moneygram and sends it home to his kin, so on and so forth. Humanitarian diplomacy, the transport of dangerous goods, the Least Developed Countries Report of 2009, the State and Development Governance. The least developed countries, the LDCs, are a group, they used to call them backward countries, remember when we were reading The Spirit of World Politics, William Ernest talking? The least developed countries, the LDCs, are a group of countries that have been classified by the United Nations as least developed in terms of their low gross domestic product per capita. It used to be called GNP, gross national product, but now it's gross domestic. See, we're all domestics in this world. We're the housekeepers. We keep house for the global overlords. Their weak human assets and their high degree of economic vulnerability. This report argues that the impact of the global economic crisis is likely to be so severe in LDCs that business as usual is no longer possible. Well, I might add that the economic crisis might be so severe in this post-industrial society, post-technological society, post-service industry society, that business as usual is probably not going to be possible for us either. The crisis offers the necessity of opportunity and for change. Never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Rahm Emanuel, Hillary Clinton. The report sketches out a concrete, seems like they've already pretty well got their mindset, eh? A concrete alternative economic strategy and a fresh agenda for the LDC policymakers. There's no autonomy there, is it? They've already developed their agenda. They've already set up their policy for each of these LDC policymakers, which includes institutional capacity building. The more you read this material, the more you're going to get repulsed by the terminology capacity building. And the strengthening of market complementing developmental states. And it continues other things here. Millennium Development Goals Report for 2009, including the 2009 progress chart. 56 pages, only $15. Then there's the Disarmament Yearbook. Give you an idea of the state of global disarmament. Coming to a county near you, perhaps, if Hillary Clinton gets her way. And there's the Trade and Development Report, 2009, responding to the global crisis, climate change mitigation and development. They're going ahead with the climate change, folks. Book after book after book after book after book, researched out, published, and circulating in the international community. The World Drug Report of 2009. The World Drug Report 2009 presents comprehensive information on the illicit drug situation, provides a detailed estimate and trends on production, trafficking, and consumption in the opium, heroin, cocoa, cocaine, cannabis, and amphetamine-type stimulants markets. I guess this is probably like just an overview for the CIA.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
40 Al from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we are back once again. Had a reconnection there, but we're back up on air again. Anyway, continuing along, looking at this catalog, it's so fascinating to me. All of this information really will give you ideas that maybe you never thought of before. It maybe will start to open doors and answer questions for you that you wouldn't ever have in your mind if you hadn't been exposed to the material. You really have no clue of what's happening on a global scale until you start getting inside of the United Nations and on their website and looking at these kinds of things. But here's one, rather interesting. The Global Report on Human Settlements, Planning Sustainable Development, or excuse me, Planning Sustainable Cities. current urban planning systems are not equipped to deal with the major urban challenges of the 21st century, including effects of climate change, resource depletion, and economic instability, plus continued rapid urbanization with its negative consequences, such as poverty, slums, and urban informality. The publication reviews the major challenges currently facing cities and towns all over the world, the emergence and spread of modern urban planning, and the effectiveness of current approaches. More importantly, it identifies innovative urban planning approaches and practices that are more responsive to current and future challenges of urbanization. The Global Report on Human Settlements, again, Chapter 7 out of Agenda 21, Promoting Sustainable Human Settlement Developments. The Global Report on Human Settlements is the most authoritative and up-to-date global assessment of human settlements, conditions, and trends. It is an essential reference for researchers, academics, public authorities, and civil society organizations all over the world. 336 pages, $56. You see, it almost bankrupts me to stay up on this sort of stuff, but if you don't, then the information just is not in your purview. It's not available to you because you haven't looked. It's a sad and sorry thing to have to go through all of this. There's so many other things that we could do with our time if we didn't have to keep up with these globalists. But they definitely have designs on your life. And so what we do when we become vocal local is we understand that as globalism makes its transition from global to local, this is the edge theory. You can go up and check it out on the Tavistock Institute. They might still have something about it. Or the Smith Institute, also an English think tank. Find out about what they've written on localism. But as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to be knowledgeable about this information so that we can recognize it when it comes to town. This morning's newspaper, yesterday's newspaper, this week, jobs with the census are still available. U.S. Census Bureau is gearing up for the 2010 census. This is small town America, folks. Cassville, Missouri. U.S. Census Bureau is busy gearing up for the 2010 census, which will be underway in the month of April this year. It's expected that the federal government will spend an unprecedented $340 million in its promotional blitz of the census. In a meeting at the courthouse here in Cassville today, that would be last Wednesday, County Presiding Commissioner Cherry Warren, City Clerk Kelly Paul, and Cassville Chamber of Commerce Director Mindy Atherton met with Stella Maddox of the Census Bureau. So far, 15 people are waiting to be tested, and they're looking for, that's only about 40% of the number of people that they want for census workers in this area. And here in southwest Missouri, they'll be paid $10.50 an hour plus mileage to go door to door to get census information from those who do not return the forms in the mail. From global to local. So we become vocal local. We need to understand the guile and the craft of the change agent, and we need to meet them on our home turf as they come in to spread this globalist filth amongst the people. And failing that, it will just gain traction. Then it will be enshrined in rules and regulations and ordinances. And from that point forward, Katie bar the door, it's going to be diggum difficult to excise it once it becomes lodged, as I say, in the body politic and metastasizes in the very breasts and minds of these city planners and mayors and councilmen and Chambers of Commerce meeting members and the local Masonic Lodge and all of the rest of them. We got honors being given and bestowed upon another lodge member, another lodge boy this week in the newspaper. Big photograph. They don't make any bones about it around here. Over 139 years of active Freemasonry just within miles of where I'm talking to you from. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can look at in this catalog. They'll send it out to you for free if you'd really like to have it, and I recommend that you do. I think that if we were able to make the United Nations Publications Catalog a bestseller, they might get the idea that we're watching the watchers? Who's going to supervise the super social scientists if not you and if not me, right? So you can go up on the internet, http://unp.un.org. Maybe ask them to put your name on their mailing list and send you out a copy of the 2009-2010 United Nations Publications Catalog. There's lots of material in there. And then perhaps from time to time, as you can and when you can buy one of these books. If you can't download it off the internet, most of them you can't. But buy one or two of these books. And my recommendation is to find some particular area in your life that you are particularly knowledgeable on. Perhaps you're a school teacher. Perhaps you're an architect, an engineer, a legal beagle, a legal mind. Maybe you're a daycare worker, maybe a healthcare worker, maybe you're a grocer. Pick a particular area in your life that you already have some knowledge in, and then look for the United Nations publications that impact your life, that might have an impact on the way you live. When you start talking about self-sufficiency and sustainable, you might want to do a checkup from the neck up before you embrace that ideology. Start talking about, you know, developing this deep-knit relationship with Mother Earth. Wiccans and others, take note. I would suggest you take a look at some of this information and understand just how deep the programming goes. It filters all the way down to the grade schools. And then the young people come up in the schools and they think that this is all just natural and normal. They have no idea. Parents don't know what the children are being taught either. You give your bright, shiny, clean little wee ones off to the daycare center or to the kindergarten, all brushed up, shiny, and ready for school. And the schools just give you back a little change agent monster infiltration spy that's in your house. And after 10, 12, 13 years of this programming, you might not even recognize that the child has indoctrinated you. And you believe the same things that they do. This is the inner penetration, the interoperable, the interdependent system. They're on the internet, you're on the internet. Maybe we could take some time to learn a little bit more about these books and publications from the United Nations. It certainly has opened my eyes, provides lots of fodder for radio, but it also gives you something to talk about at these local meetings, and it gives you a heads up when you're reading the local newspaper. The first time you actually discover change agent language in your newspaper and you can point to a UN documentation to verify it, it'll shock you how deep this programming goes and how people have just embraced this as if it was normal, natural, the right way to go, the right thing to do, when it's not, far from it. It's certainly not natural. Anyway, it's been a rather interesting week. Quiet on the phone calls today, but we'll be back again next week. We'll go through this one more time, try and figure out a little bit more about law. Let me jump over here and see what we got for time. There we go. Been dealing with a system timeout. Hopefully I'm still online. It doesn't show anything, but we'll just pedal along here for the last couple of seconds of today's broadcast. I hope you have a good weekend. I hope I have a good weekend, too. I've been dealing with some massive toothaches that have been keeping me awake all night. But I do hope you have a good weekend and that you've learned something this week's broadcast and that we'll pick it all up again next week and start again. Become Vocal Local. It's going to be up to you. It's up to me. Thanks for listening. Till the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.